I'm here with Dr. Lynette Averill from the Veterans PTSD Study. Lynette, could you please briefly introduce yourself and describe this study?
Sure. Thank you for the opportunity. As Nick said, my name is Dr. Lynette Averill. I'm a clinical research psychologist at the National Center for PTSD, the Clinical Neurosciences Division specifically here at the VA Connecticut, and also at Yale School of Medicine and Psychiatry. And this study that we have is actually I think a very exciting clinical trial where we are looking at the safety and kind of tolerability, if you will, of a novel medication for PTSD. And that is ketamine, which may sound familiar. It's actually a drug that's used quite widely within medicine. It's a sedative medication. It's used in surgical procedures, used for pain management, all of those kinds of things. And our research group found about 20 years ago, actually, that it also has very rapid acting and fairly profound antidepressant effects. So, meaning that it seems to reduce the symptoms of depression. And there have been a variety of studies, clinical trials that have occurred over the past 20 years, kind of testing the medication at variable doses, testing it, with different populations and healthy individuals and depressed individuals, to kind of see how it works. And there's been a lot of evidence that suggests it may be very promising for depression, as well as potentially promising for PTSD or post-traumatic stress disorder. And something especially exciting about it from the perspective of PTSD is that currently there are actually only two FDA-approved medications for PTSD, and unfortunately, they tend not to work fantastically well for a lot of folks. So for some people, certainly they are, absolutely great, and people really experience a lot of symptom reduction. Unfortunately, though, for many folks, they're left with kind of residual symptoms or kind of symptoms that don't decrease a lot. So folks are still left, even after trialing these medications, maybe with a lot of symptoms that still haven't gone away. So there's certainly tremendous need to find medications that do work for PTSD. And there's some preliminary evidence from a study at Mount Sinai that does suggest ketamine will be really effective for PTSD. And unfortunately, veterans, of course, are a really great population to do one of the largest clinical trials with ketamine in, because unfortunately, about 20% of them may have currently experience maybe excuse me currently experiencing PTSD. And so it's a really nice opportunity for us to trial this medication with a group that is very much in need of medications that work and treatments that work. So we're really excited about the study just to see, if this medication that seems to have a lot of promise for depression may also be a really promising new medication for PTSD.
Okay, and Lynette, have you been involved in any other research that's led to this study?
Absolutely. So yes, as I mentioned, there have been quite a few studies that have explored ketamine, and most of the studies kind of got their start here at Yale in the National Center. Dr. John Krystal, who is the principal investigator for this trial, was the lead investigator on the first study actually that explored ketamine and has been involved with many of the additional studies. So there is quite a bit of evidence that suggests this may be a promising medication for PTSD. Me myself, I am a co-investigator on this trial as well as a couple of other ketamine trials we have. The other trials that I've been involved with specifically have been for depression and bipolar, but I can certainly say that it's been really exciting to be involved in those studies. I think that the results are very promising. So again, I think really, really an exciting trial to see how the drug seems to work for PTSD.
What might we learn from this study?
So really ultimately, any clinical trials, but certainly this clinical trial are trying to advance the field, trying to gain more information and further our ability to ultimately provide better, more targeted treatments. So really what we're doing with this is seeing, does the medication work? How does it work? What are the side effects? Any of those kinds of things, so that we're able to kind of contribute to novel drug development. And what I mean by that is, you know, sometimes medications may be great just as they are. Sometimes medications may need to have a tweak here or there to adjust the side effects, to adjust any of those sorts of things to improve their efficacy. And so really what we're learning from this trial is, does the medication work? Is it safe? Is it effective for PTSD? And how is it tolerated? Meaning kind of what are the side effects people are experiencing? You know, within depression, the drug is tolerated very, very well, generally speaking. So that's really what we're finding out here is just, you know, how is this medication something that we could apply to PTSD, ultimately improving treatment options for veterans and anyone else who may have experienced a traumatic event and is struggling with symptoms of PTSD.
And what impact might this have on individuals in the future?
So, you know, when you think about treatment and things for PTSD, for depression, for any kind of psychiatric concerns, or I suppose medical concerns as well, having a treatment that is effective means ultimately that symptoms are going to reduce. Folks are going to feel better. They're going to feel more functioning, have improved functioning, feel like they can kind of, you know, go out and contribute and participate in their lives a bit more. You know, whether that's engaging more thoroughly and effectively with family members, friends, loved ones, whether that's going to work, going to school, being more effective in those things, just generally feeling better. You know, certainly other things, you know, often are going to come in hand with that as well. Maybe decreased suicidal ideation, increased motivation, you know, improved self-care kinds of habits, any of those kinds of things. As we find improved treatments, we're ultimately improving lives, so to speak.
Could this have any impact on society at large in the future?
You know, I think absolutely. PTSD certainly is something that is not something that people experience in a vacuum, meaning that, you know, if you or someone you know is experiencing symptoms of PTSD, those symptoms kind of spread out to the family members, to the loved ones, to friends, to colleagues, to employers, you know, any of those things where it really is, it does impact society at large. So certainly if we're able to provide better care, better treatment options for veterans and, you know, and for civilians as well. As I said, anyone who may be struggling with symptoms of depression, of PTSD, any of those things, you know, improved lives, feeling better about ourselves, feeling better about symptoms, certainly means that folks are going to be, you know, more contributing more to society, contributing more in day-to-day lives, all of those kinds of things, if they're feeling better.
What kind of people are needed to make this research possible?
So this particular study is specific to military veterans. So we're recruiting folks from all branches of the service who are struggling with symptoms of PTSD. We do not necessarily, folks certainly don't have to be struggling with symptoms specifically from military-related PTSD, meaning that, you know, of course, many folks, unfortunately, may have a variety of traumatic experiences they've had in their life, whether that was something that happened in childhood, you know, car accidents, natural disasters, sexual assault, any of those things. And of course, the military, both, you know, if you're deployed or just sometimes serving in the military generally can be a very high stress and potentially very dangerous setting. So looking for veterans of the military who have symptoms of PTSD and are willing and able ultimately to participate in a medication trial. All of the study visits take place here at the VA Connecticut. And so folks would need to be willing to participate in study visits here. And just, you know, really folks who are interested and able to participate who are veterans of the military are really kind of the most basic criteria. You know, for safety and regulatory things, there are, of course, some additional criteria that we have to go over, but really that's the main thing.
And what would a participant in this study need to do?
So kind of from a broad perspective, as I mentioned, folks would have to be willing to take a medication since we are trialing the medication. This particular study actually has three treatment arms. So for the initial phase, the way the study is set up is it has an initial screening visit where Someone would just come in and do a very comprehensive workup in terms of a physical evaluation, a psychiatric evaluation, get some routine blood work done, an EKG, which is the electrocardiogram, which kind of looks at the electrical functioning of the heart. There's a variety of self-report measures where people, you know, will mention kind of how they've been doing in terms of sleep, anger, PTSD, depression, all of those sorts of things. From there, if determined eligible to participate in the study, there's a four-week kind of active treatment phase, which would require two visits a week to the VA. A couple of weeks would have three visits, actually, but you would have two infusion visits a week where you'd actually come in, have an IV placed in the arm, get the drug infusion, complete, you know, some clinical measures, just kind of tell us how you're feeling, those sorts of things, and then have a couple of what we call follow-up visits. So you'd come in kind of the next day, you know, again, let us know how you're feeling, if you've had any side effects, if symptoms seem to be improving, worsening, any of those things. And that happens, again, for 4 weeks. There's two infusions per week for 4 weeks. And then we have a four-week, what we call just follow-up phase. So that would be just one visit a week for 4 weeks.
Are there any possible benefits or compensation for people who participate?
So definitely. I think, you know, we cannot make any promises. Each person will respond differently, but there certainly is some hope, some promise that folks may experience some improvement in symptoms. There, of course, is the fact that you are contributing to research, which means that you are contributing to the advancing of the field. The more information we have and are able to gain, the more information we have to improve treatment options and ultimately to improve outcomes. There also is monetary compensation. We do compensate for each visit that someone makes to the VA. People are paid not only for their time, but we also have some flexibility to provide funding for transportation. If folks were coming from out of town, we are able to, you know, consider providing some compensation in terms of transportation, lodging, all of those sorts of things as well.
Are there any questions that people have when they're considering whether to participate in this study?
I think one of the big questions, of course, is, you know, is the drug safe? Are there any major concerns about safety? I think, you know, certainly there's kind of that sometimes a misconception of drug trials specifically, you know, feeling like maybe we're just going to be guinea pigs and, you know, how much has kind of gone into making sure this is safe. And certainly, you know, working with in research, specifically drug trials and things like that, there is so much oversight and regulation and kind of laws and rules and guidelines that we have to follow that by the time a drug actually makes it to the point of being given to people to try it, it's generally at a fairly safe level that we know, you know, at this dose, we don't expect anything terribly severe to happen. So I think that's certainly one of the big questions. There have been, as I said kind of earlier in the interview, quite a few studies that have trialed ketamine, and generally it's fairly well tolerated. Something that's quite interesting about ketamine that certainly is an important thing for folks to note is that it does have what we call psychotomimetic symptoms, meaning that it almost mimics some of the symptoms of schizophrenia in the very, very short term. So ketamine, when you take it at a very sub-anesthetic dose, meaning a very, very low dose, some of the side effects people experience kind of in the moment are things that maybe mimic the symptoms of schizophrenia. So some people will report kind of perceptual disturbances, meaning that they feel like their thoughts are a little wonky, that, you know, they're not thinking as clearly as they usually do, that things may appear to be a bit distorted. Colors might look brighter, more subdued, sounds might be a little off, those sorts of things, feeling like your body just feels a little strange, not bad necessarily, but just a little strange. The nice thing about ketamine, of course, is that it has a very short half-life. And what I mean by that is that the symptoms, kind of the body metabolizes the drug very quickly. And so that means that the symptoms and side effects go away very quickly. So if you were to take ketamine and experience any of those things, generally folks report that those symptoms go away with about maybe 10 minutes or less. I think that is, though, something certainly important for folks to know and understand about the medication, is that they may experience some side effects like that. But they are, of course, as I said, very short-lived, and we do have a very well-trained medical and clinical team that are kind of with you, you know, with you throughout the study, that monitor that and make sure, you know, make sure that things are feeling okay.
Lynette, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
You know, I think, as I said, I think this is a really exciting trial. I've worked as a clinician in the VA for a number of years, and I think the promise that this medication has is certainly quite exciting. I think, you know, this particular trial is the first large trial for PTSD. There have been a couple of other smaller scale trials, but I do think it's a really exciting study. I think, you know, if folks are interested, I would certainly encourage you to call and find out more. If, you know, we always have folks who are happy to answer any questions, tell you more about the study. If this study isn't a good fit, there may be other things that you'd be interested in. I think, you know, advancing the field certainly is a great thing as we're trying to improve treatments for veterans.
Dr. Lynette Averill, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you so much for the time.